This is your dose of daily market wisdom with master trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with master trader Nick Santiago. I'm your host, Kerry Lutz. It's 12/4/23, and this is show number 546. So gold and stocks are pulling back.
Yes, Kerry, we have gold and stocks pulling back today. Both are very, very overbought. The stock market, we'll start off with that. That's down pretty nicely today. You have the NASDAQ pulling back by about 1.5%. So it's a decent pullback there. You also have the S&P down just under 1%. And the bright spot for the stock market, though, is the Russell 2000. That is starting to become an outperformer, and that's actually positive by 0.5% today. So the Russell acting pretty well despite the technology shares backing off today. So there's that story. Now, the market was overbought. We knew that was needed to pull back. But gold is having a very, very big retreat, and so is silver. But you know, Kerry, we talked about it last week. You know, we didn't break out. Remember, we would say we're close to breaking out,
right?
But we didn't break out. And that's why I always tell my members, let the breakout occur, and then you jump on board, or you wait for pattern. And right now, you know, it was a false breakout on Friday.
Right. And a false breakout this morning. It was up 20-something dollars.
That's right.
When I woke up at like 7 o'clock.
That's right. Gold hit 20, you know, was above 21.50. And again, now you've had a huge reversal, and now we're sitting at around 2040. So, you know, again, you know, false breakout. This is not unusual. Let gold pull back in, let it form a pattern. But either way, I'll tell you right now, gold is going to go. It's going to go a lot higher. It may not be today, but if it's a few months or a few weeks down the road, it's going to go. The writing is on the wall.
The dollar is up pretty big today, too.
Yeah, you got a great move in the dollar, up about 0.5%. That's sizable for the U.S. dollar index. But again, the dollar was, you know, very oversold, and it's been bouncing nicely. Today, the dollar is up and gold is down. And, you know, that's where we are. But like I tell everybody, I say, you know, these patterns are designed to sometimes trick us. That's why you got to let them play out to fruition. And then you can jump on board. There's plenty of room. When gold finally does break out, that's going to have so much upside. It's going to make people's head spins.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it in the least. Hey, so we talked about gold, talked about the market. Oil is pulling back a bit too, huh?
Yeah, you got oil just down a fraction today. So it's just a little bit below $74. But what I would say is, you know, we talked about it on this program, Kerry. Oil's got to go down to $69 now. It's just not showing a lot of strength. Even with all the geopolitical events going on, oil still is having a hard time catching a bid. Last week, we had OPEC and OPEC Plus finally say they're going to do some type of production cuts. Saudi Arabia came out and said they're going to cut by 1 million barrels. But, you know, there's no hard evidence that these OPEC Plus countries are going to cut. So, you know, oil is retreating. I think it's going to find a little bit of support right around that 69 to 70 level. But right now we're just under 74, so it has lower to go.
All right. And, you know, like historically, OPEC always puts on a great show, but in the end, they all cheat.
They all cheat, and the market is hip to it. And I think that's probably why we have not seen a bigger move. You know, last week when OPEC was talking about bigger production cuts, especially for the OPEC plus countries. But remember, you know, oil will go down to 70. You'll get the bounce there, and then we'll have to look at it. But, you know, as you said, they all cheat, and you know, it's hard to find honesty these days.
Damn near impossible. Hey, so Bitcoin is up over 40,000 now, Nick.
Yep, Bitcoin's on fire, and even on when we had those pullbacks last week, we said there's nothing wrong with the pattern. It looks like it wants to go into the low 40,000 range, and here we are. I think it could even still go higher. Last week, I believe on Friday, there was a meeting between the SEC and BlackRock about a spot Bitcoin ETF. And, you know, the Bitcoin crowd believes that that is going to happen. And they probably will get their wish sooner than later. And we'll see how it reacts, and we'll see if it's a buy the rumor, sell the news when that news is finally released.
All right. Well, that's it for today. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's been beating the averages for decades. The Twitter feed's at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Email's welcome, KL@KerryLutz.com. And we'll be back on Wednesday. Make sure you like, share, subscribe if you're on a platform. And please post your comments below on the YouTube. We'll get to them soon. Nick, we will talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good, Kerry.